time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hump Day Wednesday, August 21st, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Get your questions, your comments into us this morning for Dr. Jeff. He's coming up in the next segment, so you can ask the vet anything. No charges for his answers. Greatly appreciate you doing that. We have a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information, lots of things happening in the political world. We're going to be talking about Trump and Vance in Michigan. We're going to be talking about the Democratic National Convention. We're going to be talking about the state convention coming up on Saturday, this Saturday in Flint, Michigan, 10 a.m. All the delegates will be arriving, roughly 2,000 of them, at the Dort Financial Center in Flint, Michigan. And if you are one of the voting delegates or alternates, your email box has probably been blown up. Your text message has been blown up because these candidates want your vote on Saturday. We're going to be talking about the Supreme Court. We're going to be talking about the universities. We're going to be talking about State Board of Education. We've got a great show lined up for you today. But again, text me your questions for Dr. Jeff. Ask the vet. He'll be on in the next segment. My text line is 231-360-5140. If you have any questions for Jeff, text him to me now before the break, during the break, and then he'll be ready to go at 9:15. One other thing I do want to remind you about, we've been getting great responses from the summer sale happening with MyPillow. I got 17 text messages yesterday after the show, people wanting the information. They texted me MP for MyPillow. One of them texted me back about an hour and a half later. Said, Randy, we just purchased $1,000 worth of stuff, and we got $450 off the entire order, $550 with free shipping. Saved almost half. Now, it's kind of interesting because 50% is the minimum guaranteed discount, 60, 70, 80% off of certain other items that they have a lot of in the inventory in the warehouse. So maybe you got some products that weren't discounted. That's the only thing I can think of, because you should have been probably about $400 on a $1,000 order. So that really surprises me, but again, I don't know exactly what they got. Text messages, but they were happy. They say $450, they were very happy. So glad you guys are doing that. Again, if you want to take advantage of the summer sale, getting rid of the inventory in the old warehouse, just text me MP and I'll forward you the information. The website, of course, is MyPillow.com. Use the promo code when you go to the cart, shopping cart to check out, is Trucker Randy. All one word, no space. Hit apply, and you'll see your savings. Or, if you're not on the computer thing, text me MP. At least you can text message on your cell phone, and I'll send you back the 800 number. That is a way to get a hold of the operator at the office that already has the Trucker Randy promo code pulled up. So if you'd like that information, again, just text me MP, and I'll send it to you as soon as I can. Get it to you probably during the break. For those of you not on the computer, the toll-free number is 800-654-9659. Dr. Jeff is in the house in the next segment. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
In northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hear me?
Hey, yeah, I got you, Jeff. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Adding Dr. Jeff in late. We were having some technical difficulties connecting with him this morning, but he is on the line. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Hey, I got a couple questions that were left over from last Wednesday's discussion with you that I want to make sure we get to right out of the box.
Sure.
Individual is thinking about buying his teenage daughter, I think he said she was 13, 14 years old, thinking about buying her a horse. They live out in the country. They live on 20 acres. They've been talking to contractors about fencing in a certain area for the horse. The question is, keeping it through the winter, especially up north, they're in the UP. They're not far from you. What do you do for taking care of a horse in the winter months?
Well, I mean, pretty much it's not much different than in the summer months. My horses, when I had them at my old farm, they had run-in stalls so they could run in and out. The biggest thing is you just need to make sure that you're feeding them enough. You figure about a bale, depends on the size of the horse too, but I usually figure about half a bale of hay per horse per day, just as a starting rule of thumb there. Right. And then depending on the horses, and then usually either add what they call a ration balancer, which is like a vitamin kind of supplement or thing for the horses, if they're just not being used and they're keeping weight good, is what they call an easy keeper. Because some horses literally stay fat on air. You just use a ration balancer just to make sure that, you know, the vitamins and minerals and everything are set there too. My horses, I did continue to work through the winter, so then I would actually then start feeding them a concentrate, usually grain. Now, like I will say though, I am not a sweet feed guy for horses. I am definitely not a corn guy for horses, especially kids' horses. Corn is rocket fuel to these things, and giving them all that energy, you can develop ulcers. You can develop, now some horses kind of have to have it if they're in a professional setting because they need some of that high, but not very many. Personally, I feed tribute feeds. Looked at them, low dust, very good nutrient profile, and they're more beet pulp paste kind of foods than some of the other ones.
Got it. So as far as having to build a barn to keep them in, those things aren't necessary, is what you're saying, to survive the cold winters up in the UP.
Oh, no, no. As long as they can stay dry and they can stay out of the wind. And frankly, my horses, like I said, they could come in and out anytime they wanted to. And another benefit with that is it cuts down on cleaning stalls, too. And the only times I would ever have them in the barn, I have to think now, other than when I was feeding them, it was like the year, remember the year it was like, negative 50.
Oh yeah.
Without the wind,
that nor'easter came
out. Yeah, that winter they were in the barn more at that point. But if you had even a run-in shed, that as long as they can stay dry, okay, and they can stay out of the wind, it's got, and you're keeping the hay and you're keeping the feed to them, and you can blanket them too, can help as well. And there's a whole argument you can start with that. What are people that want to blanket horses or not blanket horses? You know, there's a whole, that's a whole other discussion.
Sure.
But again, you got to tailor it to the horse. But yeah, you do not have to have, you know, a barn and stalls and, you know, things like that. It's nice, you know, but it's not necessary.
Who can afford it?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Horses.
Big expense.
And it's healthier for them, honestly, to be outside. So,
why is that?
Well, because the air, you know, they get the fresh air. Sometimes when you're in barns, and the one thing that you don't want to do when you're in a barn is store the hay in a hay mow above the horse. Because what happens is all that dust and everything, because hay gets dusty. I mean, I don't care how good you do it. You probably know, too, you're putting up hay, chaff, and dust, you know, are going everywhere. Well, those horses are breathing that the whole time, and it's shown that that can cause some chronic respiratory problems.
Gotcha.
Same thing, too, having the stalls attached to the arena. So in the barn that I'm getting ready to build here this summer, or this upcoming summer, there's going to be an indoor arena, but there's going to be a solid partition wall between the stable side of it and the arena side of it, so we can control the same thing arena dust. You can control the arena dust better. So,
gotcha.
Yep, ventilation. Yeah, there are times it was sleeting, raining sideways. And where the horses could go into the nice warm barn, nope, they're standing out in the pasture. And horse people know exactly what I'm talking about. They stand out there with tails to the wind. They don't care.
They don't care. Got it. He just texted me back. Thank you for that information. What type of building or run-in shed are you describing? What is it? Is there doors on it, or is it just simply partition walls with a roof?
There's several kinds. Usually a standard run-in shed, like where I have my horses boarded at right now. Basically, it's three sides and a roof. Okay, and they dimensions, if you're just having one horse, probably if you, because you don't want it too big, because you want them to be able to kind of heat it up a little bit, just like a dog sure. house could be too big. If you went like 12 feet by 15 feet, 12 feet deep and 15 feet wide, that's fine. Yeah. And then I've also seen people in the winter will actually add another section like in the middle, so there's a door on either side, or kind of block off part, make kind of a half fourth wall, so yeah. the horse can still run in and out, but when it gets colder, that kind of helps just keep some of the heat in there too, and helps just protect them from the weather, and that's all you really need. So
now he just texted me back, are these available at Tractor Supply, if you know?
Nope, not I've ever seen at Tractor Supply. Places you can get them, one, if you've got any Amish in the area, they build a lot of sheds and stuff like that and deliver. I know the ones that are up here on 6 Mile have a whole little, I was going to say cottage industry, building cottages. But they've got all kinds of sheds, and I've seen where they'll build them and drop them right for you. And they're not hard to build, too. You can get online and look it up.
Probably something basic. You can find on YouTube, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the biggest thing with this, too, put it on skids. Okay, so when I would build them, I would build them on 2 6x6s. It would be on like either end wall. And then that way, because the horses are going to stand in there and do what horses do, which is turn hay into manure, eventually you're going to have to clean it or do something. Well, the easiest thing is you take your tractor, hook onto it, drag it to a new spot in the pasture, and then just kind of spread the manure out, and it'll dry out and go away. So that's one thing, too, is make it so you can kind of drag it and move it around.
Good fertilizer for the paddock.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. I got another leftover from last week. Their dog went to the vet and had a major surgery, came home and unfortunately passed away.
Mm.
And they went back to the vet and they kind of asked why. It had to do with infection is what the vet explained to them. They were upset, of course, especially after spending so much money for the surgery, and said, was that something they did at home when the dog was brought home with the stitches, or do you think this was possibly something that was contracted during the procedure? They're just trying to, I guess, place blame or responsibility. How does a animal get infected after surgery? Is this common? And does Dr. Jeff know, have an opinion about this?
Well, I would have to know a lot more about the details of the case and the surgery and, what was going on to really speak specifically on this. Okay.
Sure.
'Cause I don't know how long was he sick before? What procedure did they do? But one thing I can tell you, it bothers us just as much. We are just as upset here when that happens. As the owners are, because I personally feel that, somebody's entrusting their animal to me and things die. We can't save everything. And even when we do lose a patient, it bothers us too. Infections can happen. Anytime you do surgery, it is a possibility, because you're cutting into the body wall and there might be something wrong with that animal that you don't know of that hasn't showed up yet. I'm trying to think of a few instances. I've had, I would say the instances of post-surgical infections, usually really, really low. If we get them
are
here,
we talking like 3%, 5%, 10%? Just
point,
ballpark
point
guesstimate.
1%, maybe.
Oh, wow. Okay,
I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think here. So surgical infections that I've had here, I could almost think of every single case individually. That's how infrequently they happen. Usually we're just dealing with a little dermatitis on the skin. Okay.
Okay.
Did have about a year ago one cat that we did neuter. But it was what's called a cryptorchid because the testicles didn't descend, so he actually had to go into the abdominal cavity and take it out. Everything went fine. There was something with this cat's immune system or something. He just got septic fast. Mm. And we couldn't – I mean, we had him here in IV fluids and antibiotics and da-da-da-da and just couldn't pull him out of it. It was just something that nothing showed up pre-op. And it was just when you started cutting into them and post, that's when all of a sudden everything started figuratively hitting the fan and,
right.
You know, and we just couldn't get it in front of it and just, you know, unfortunately.
But those are very rare cases at Sioux Animal Hospital, especially.
Yeah. And I would say it's just across the board too. You know, I wouldn't say it's just us. So, I mean, if it was some kind of other cases that would be a higher risk of post-op infection, the one I would really think of, and these are a couple of the other ones that I had issues with, were intestinal procedures. Like if a dog eats a sock or something like that, because now
sure.
I'm cutting into an infected area or a contaminated area, your guts, because it has, you know, you got bacteria in your gut. And sure. I had one cat that did that, Nerf dart. Actually, ate a Nerf dart. And so I go in there. Everything looks great. Take the Nerf dart out. Closing up the intestines. I'm like, man, this doesn't feel right. Okay. Mm-hmm. It looks good. Doesn't feel right to me. So we wound up, when I'm there, my one surgeon always told me, take souvenirs. So we collected a biopsy piece. Just to send it in because something, my spider sense was telling me something's not right here.
Sure.
Sewed them up. Well, anyway, so we sent this piece off to the lab. It takes about a week to get it back. Well, about a day or two later, cat's back really sick. He's got peritonitis because the incision is broken down. And same thing. It just, we wound up, you know, losing the cat. Well, about the day after, you know, all this went down, we got the biopsy results back, wound up that the entire intestine was lymphoma. It was a very weird case.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, we could do a whole show on just weird things that I've seen. And sometimes it's just, you know, for the, you know, God decides what happens and what doesn't to a certain extent.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, we can just do what we can.
Could definitely do a whole show, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
weird things that Dr. Jeff has seen over the years. I'm sure you could write a book even.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I even had a title for it because I told you, like I said, this whole thing started with me cleaning stalls, being a veterinarian. So
sure.
My title is going to be It All Started with Manure. So
that's a good one. I like that. That's excellent. I want to give out the phone number. If you got more questions for Dr. Jeff, please call 906-635-5910. Again, 906 up there in Sault Ste. Marie, yep. 635-5910. And Dr. Jeff would be glad to answer your questions. Better yet, if next time you need a veterinarian to take a look at your animal, call him, become a new patient like we did with Mr. Snoop. And Dr. Jeff definitely will take care of you. Jeff, we appreciate you, man. Final thoughts real quick to let you before we let you go for this week.
Well, to tell you that the horse stocks have been delivered and they are back in there. So we will now able to do much more dentals and stuff like that and lameness evaluations here at the clinic. So
very good. All right, sir. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Talk to you next week.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning